With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porn of the Footnotes. This week we've flown all the way to Montreal, Canada to record with our very special guest who is the star of such films as About a Boy, X-Men, A Single Man and Mad Max Fury Road. It's Nicholas Holt. Huge applause all around
fives,
you.
The
crowd goes wild.
We'll add that in.
Yeah, we've got some lovely canned, actually just laughter, so that might sound like everyone's mocking you.
Just someone in the background, ooh.
We thought you were working today, so we felt bad that we'd like sort of dragged you from work, but you were like, no, I was spending a lovely day with my family and I had to come back for this.
Yeah, I was with my family and I thought, you know, leave them, get the priorities right.
Do you know what I mean?
Drive back here and get on the show.
How did you explain it to them then?
Well, I was kind of breaking it down. I do listen to a lot of podcasts, and then I was breaking this one down in terms of what it's about. My mum thought the concept was hilarious, but she hasn't listened yet.
But
I'm sure
like
she will be
yet
now because she's my biggest fan. Everything I do is brilliant.
So maybe not this one, actually.
Well, you know. Maybe we'll get the book and act it out at Christmas. No, I don't know why I said that. I'm nervous.
It's funny. That's actually what we do in our family.
How much do you want to go to the whole family Christmas now? I'm like, they are insane. Yes.
You brought with you some Chardonnay. Thank you for that. But yep. You also brought all the ingredients for blue cheese fish mousse.
Yes, one of my favourite meals.
Well, you say all the ingredients.
Yeah, talk us through your...
Okay, so I brought some... It's actually crab-flavoured Alaskan pollock. it's part of a balanced
disgusting.
Diet.
That's disgusting.
Well, yeah, but I thought it was either that or like some raw salmon or something, which I thought would be inappropriate.
Yeah, that's mental,
room.
Yeah.
Blue cheese.
Amazing.
You know, you can't go wrong with that. And then there wasn't any mousse, so I just brought some vanilla yogurts.
Which we will tuck into later.
Because they did actually look quite tasty.
Yeah, we can actually maybe dive into them a bit later on. That isn't a bad shout.
Those sweet X-Men Benjamins really paying off.
I'm living the life. That's all I can say.
You said this is a long time coming. It has been a long time coming.
Yeah, when I first spoke to you guys... When was it? Last
About
year?
8 years ago.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long
After
time ago.
First
you were in About a Boy.
Yeah. You just rapped.
And I was like, I feel like there's going to be something in the future that's big. And I need to be part of it.
Somewhere, someone's dad is writing terrible erotica and I'm going to be a part of it.
I do have a question. So yeah. Now, is he writing for demand now for you guys to carry on the show? Or is he... How many books are there stored up?
Okay, for a start, there's no demand. No one wants it.
Well, there is.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, he is continuing to write. We can't legally stop him from doing that. We have checked. But he wrote 4 books within the space of about 3 weeks. Which
if
I think you
if
can
that,
tell.
Prolific.
Unbelievable. Output. Do you know what I mean? Like Shakespeare-esque.
You can tell.
Yeah, you can tell. Yeah. So we're quite excited to get to the point where we're reading stuff that he thinks is funny. If we ever get there, I don't know.
Yeah, because these weren't intentionally funny, although I think he would now say that they were intentionally
funny.
He's
trying to save face a lot, my dad. He's like, you don't get it, James. It's supposed to be microwave mulled wine.
Yeah.
Spot on accent right there as
Thank
well.
Thank you very much.
I can't believe I'm seeing the accents in person. The Yorkshire one from the last episode was perfect as well.
Oh,
They've actually improved a hell of a lot since the first... Not that they were terrible.
Right.
What was the worst for you?
Obviously, Bella's awful, but you just... That's not so much...
Some of the American ones started out... pretty bad.
Yeah. They're not regionally specific, are they? They're just like generic.
Yeah. But then I'm really getting used to him, and I'm finding each character identifiable. And
oh, thanks.
It's really
yeah.
good.
Okay, thanks.
Throw him a bone.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the mediocre to shit work. Yeah. Okay, I will do. No, I feel like the whole point of the accents is that they're supposed to be bad. They are as shit as the books.
Yeah.
So that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to
sense.
It.
Okay. It makes sense. Yeah, because if you try and elevate it with good accents, it's just not going to make sense.
Exactly.
No. I mean, it becomes too real.
Exactly. Too vivid.
I mean, he's the ultimate embarrassing dad, but I feel like all dads are embarrassing innately. Like, dads can't help being embarrassing, but your dad's quite cool, I feel like, because he's a pilot.
Yeah, he doesn't do a whole lot of embarrassing yeah. stuff, or not, I mean, not publicly that we'd notice anyway. He doesn't publish it.
Your dad is basically Hazel though.
Yeah. God oh, knows yeah, what he's been up Hazel.
To oh my god.
Oh my god, your dad's
in
Hazel
in B3.
Have you ever been in the
B's? I remember when you talking about that episode, because I remember thinking like, oh no, they do have little sleeping areas.
Have you seen them with your
eyes? I haven't seen them. I just know that they exist.
Right, okay.
For crews to go and sleep on.
Are
and
they up a spiral staircase? Oh, actually, we've established they are up a spiral
yeah,
staircase.
Yeah, I saw the spiral staircase with my own eyes.
Yeah.
So you can confirm that, like, all of the actions of Hazel, they're verified.
They're all legitimate.
Yeah.
Very legitimate. You know, one thing I do want to bring up is how the books affected my opinion of being in lifts. Or elevators, as they say here. Because every time characters in these novels...
Are we calling them novels?
The word novel, slightly, every time they get in a lift, someone takes items of clothes off.
Yep.
Or they start banging on wherever it is.
Yeah.
Instantly. And now, whenever I get in a lift, and we just all travel first time together, I got in and
Why did you unbutton your blouse? I
just unzipped a little bit. And my palms started getting sweaty. And I was like, what happens now? And I'm intrigued to know.
You did just rear up a bit like Chris did in that lift.
I'm Nicholas and here's my ass.
Anytime anyone says I'm Christina, I go, and here's my ass.
It's the polite thing to do.
Exactly.
There are lots of real life scenarios that I feel like these books have ruined.
Well, this is something I did want to talk about, because he's obviously influenced a lot by things that happened to him. And like, I've done a job where I did play an author. And I think I'm going to do another one playing an author. And they kind of always stem from like what happens in their real life becomes part of their creative...
Art imitating life.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm wondering, there must be a few bouncing points that have...
Bouncing points? Okay, interesting.
It can't all be from imagination. There's got to be... Because I was thinking about that Titanic
point.
Rivets thing. There's obviously elements of him. That's obviously a fact that he learned that was interesting, and then he translated it into a nipple thing, even though it didn't work.
Yeah.
That was like, engineering-wise, something he liked.
Yes.
Found an interesting fact. So then he was like, all these little bits...
Yeah, wants to get it in.
If we could delve into it more,
right.
We could discover a lot more about him.
So it's all been extrapolated from something. Yeah. So that,
I hear what you're saying, actually.
So maybe all of the sex things are from him.
But he can't have done it all, because people aren't Picasso drawings, and you can't actually do half the things that he said you can do. You can't grab a cervix. Not possible.
There'll have been some kinky things that he's done.
Oh. Do you know what? We're three seasons
Let's
in. We're nearly
it.
At the end. Let's not talk about it.
Now. I came to talk about it. I'll talk about it.
I haven't come to this hotel room not to talk about it.
Nicholas, you left your own father to come and talk about my father's sex life. It's not
Nicholas,
happen.
Take your hands out your trousers.
Anyway, so last chapter was very interesting.
Yeah, Ken Dewsbury's cellar, which was obviously awful. Have you ever lived in any awful flats or ever shared any flats with mental people?
I lived in a house here, actually, that was a really fun house, but it was used for like Russian reality TV.
Sure,
well.
One of those.
Like sometimes, not whilst I was there.
Had cameras in it?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Not whilst I was there. So it was like, it kind of looked flashy, but... It was all kind of falling apart and a little bit dirty, and there were like swings.
Like a sex swing?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There was like a jacuzzi, but everything was a little bit sticky.
Oh my God.
And it was really fun. Like, as like for a party, you'd be like, everyone come round, like, wee.
Yeah.
But then when you like woke up on your own there, you'd be like, oh.
This is so sad.
No. This place is horrible.
I've got to clean the sex swing. Oh, God.
Who did you live there with?
Just on my own.
Really? That's really dark.
Well, I had a life-size leopard called Larry that was there as well.
Okay.
What, real stuff?
No, sorry, yeah, cuddly toy.
That's made it a bit sadder for me.
Is it?
It was just you and Larry.
And me and Larry sitting there being like...
When you invite people around, you're like, it'll be me and Larry. And then people get there and they're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He's done it again. Every time. It's been great, actually, the travelling with the book.
Yeah.
Belgium, Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Texas, USA.
Texas was a highlight, wasn't it? On that weird ranch, what was it called?
The Lazy P Ranch.
Lazy P. And was P meant to mean penis? at that point.
The lazy penis ranch, though. That doesn't sound great, does it? The lethargic penis ranch.
I don't know.
I don't know. Leave me alone. Shut up.
I was speaking to a friend about it earlier, and we're still a little lost on when it's set.
Right.
Yeah. And maybe we've missed a few key things, but...
Tell us when you think it's set.
I was feeling 80s with glimpses of the future. Occasionally, when Rocky gets a bit bored, he just kind of jumps.
Like, the future, not the present. The future.
Yeah, like jumps like...
80s okay. with glimpses of the future is genuinely the description I would give to this hotel room.
This is coming back around.
Okay, so you think that it's a fictional time, like it's 80s, but with...
Well, there are fax machines, well, there's the Millennium Dome building.
Oh, the Millennium Dome, when they had all the pans underneath the chairs, was absolutely brilliant. What, you worked out the expenditure of that, right? The
we cost did, of it. Yeah. £600,000. Yeah.
But money well spent. I mean, what a trick.
It's just the fact that if this ever gets made,
when
this gets made.
Thank you.
To see whoever plays Belinda walking out onto stage and the crowd going wild and recapturing that is going to be magical, because the O2 is big and it's not...
Yeah.
20,000 people.
Yeah. What do you think about the book so far?
This book three,
yeah. Not as crazy.
It's not as crazy. He's actually gone back to... Well, as you said in the podcast, he's kind of went back to the tried and tested platform, didn't he? He kind of repeated exactly what worked from the first one.
It's essentially book
changed
one.
Changed a few words and then just plonked it right out again. So... It's perfect.
Why not?
It's what people want, isn't it?
Have you ever thought about doing that with a performance? You're like, that one worked last time. I'll just tweak that a bit and change the voice.
Every single time. Every single time. Just exactly the same again. Don't even change the voice.
Mad Max did well, didn't it? Just do it again.
just put that into any other.
Are we going to see a beast-like form in this author role? You're like, I think that's going to work.
I think it'll work. Why not?
Who are some of your favourite characters?
I mean, Belinda would be up there.
Really?
Certainly. Yeah,
you're
she's
the first
a great character.
Person that's
she's
ever
a great
said
character.
That.
But I think if I was choosing a character to play, I would go for Adam.
Adam?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can I just say he's already casting himself. Like, you'll have to put yourself on tape.
Yeah, I've already spoken to my agents about it. We're in the process.
Adam.
I just thought that was a nice little twist. That one where he's like, he's in the shop. Everything seems normal. He's kind of a little bit judgmental and like whatever, chilling.
You're pass
like,
ag.
You're like, oh cool. This guy seems all right. And then suddenly he's like in a thong, like just part of it. But then you never see him again. So you get all these like side characters that come in and you see a crazy little glimpse of their world. But then they're gone and you never see him again.
I mean this with all due respect, but do you feel like you've got the range?
Probably not. After what we just said about just doing everything the same.
I mean, it's a brave thing to take on with the thong as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm ready
cool
for it.
Yeah.
But you've done sex scenes before.
Uh-huh.
So are they super awkward? Like, how are people going to get to grips
they,
with doing
they can
this movie?
Be awkward. They're very technical normally.
Is it like left arm here, right leg there? Gonna put this there.
There might be rough geography so that they like if you're gonna be bouncing around the room so that they can light it.
Bouncing around.
Sorry,
the room.
I meant in films, not in normal life.
Normally draw a little schedule out. I'm like, right, so 10:15 we'll make a start when you hear the whistle or air horn.
The whistle.
I don't know. How do you normally
like gladiators? You will go on my fast
Sharon,
whistle.
You You are John Anderson. Oh my god.
I was really waiting to see what you said after 10:15. I'm like, how honest are you going to be? You're like
10:17.
Yeah. Tears commence. If you could pass me the Kleenex, that would be fantastic.
Oh god,
I'm getting
it's
so hot.
Not right.
That was beautiful.
It's just not right.
And then there's that thing where you're like, that's all well and good, but then you've got like, you know, a camera guy there and like a few other people going like, oh, I'll try that and move that a little bit, and then tuck that away. and then there's like that moment when they call cut, and then you're with someone that you probably don't know. That well.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, sorry.
Sorry, sweetheart. There's your cardi.
Sorry. I heard there's penne arrabbiata for lunch. That's the worst moment. The cut moment.
God.
When you're left there, like, full of shame in a room full of people you don't know that well.
What? So is lunch your go-to small talk after that?
Always. Even in life.
He lights a cigarette and just goes...
Turkey sandwich?
No cheese fish mousse? I've got the ingredients.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So you want to be Adam?
Yeah.
Want to be, not necessarily you're going to be, but you want to be.
No, just throw my name in the mix.
Interestingly, how did you...
Because Elijah's already got youngish man, right?
He has, yeah.
Why would
I thought
you want
that maybe you were doing a second choice.
Snapped that right up, didn't he?
Yeah. But chomping saying that, you can still audition
if he's unavailable. If he's unavailable.
Well, he's not got the role.
If he accidentally gets injured just before filming. I don't know.
By a Nicholas Holt-shaped fist that's going to go into his face. We haven't made any hard and fast decisions, actually.
You haven't made a single decision. There must be one who's like a steadfast, so you're like, that's definitely who the role is.
Our options are open.
Thomas Middleditch and Michael Sheen both wanted to be Dr. Robbins, so...
Who would you pick?
Nick, what are you doing?
It's too hard.
I mean, who would you pick?
I think they're both great.
Well, you're in an ensemble cast at the moment. I feel like we could transfer...
I should have brought everyone along and got them to read, shouldn't I?
Exactly.
What, the X-Men crew?
The X-Men crew. So, from X-Men, who could we put into the Belinda Blinked saga, is what we're asking.
You could put them all in somewhere, couldn't you?
So, who could be who?
I'm sure McAvoy would be down to play a role.
I feel like he'd be a good Tony, actually, McAvoy.
Really? Yeah. What about the smallish man dressed in black?
Alfie, yeah.
Could be.
How tall is he?
He's petite.
I think he's 5'8".
It's his.
Nine?
The role's his.
It's generous. 5'8".
He's a good character actor. He's like, he's very dedicated to his craft.
Yeah. No, he'll completely disappear.
Exactly. Look at
he could play numerous roles, like in Split.
Yeah, I was going to say Split.
Lots of different characters.
Exactly.
You could make this like Split, where he plays all the roles.
Oh,
we've always said Fassbender as Peter Rouse.
Oh yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not here yet, but when he comes,
great.
Pitch him.
That'd be fabulous. Who else is in it? Jennifer.
Yeah.
Giselle.
Blonde.
Giselle.
Is she blonde at the moment?
She's not here yet, so I don't know. Oh. Yeah?
Belinda?
Okay. I love that that's your deal breaker. You're like, the hair colour's not
they
right.
They can dye it. They can get a wig.
That's true. They paint her blue for X-Men, for God's sake. Yeah.
I feel they could get a wig. If you really want her, they could get a wig.
Get a wig, it's easy. Whatever.
We kind of want a Jennifer, but she's got highlights, so we're probably going to leave it.
It's just not going to work, is it?
And we thought that McAvoy was 5'8", he's 5'9", so fuck it.
Built all the sets for a 5'8".
Exactly.
To recast.
I think that, like, no one... this is the thing. No one's wanted to be Belinda yet. Would Jen...
I'll do it.
Would you want to do it?
Sorry.
You've got a wig.
Normally, I've got a wig. And normally, that's quite good, quite awards bait, isn't it?
It is, actually. You've got Eddie Redmayne.
I'll do it.
Oh, in the Danish Girl. Yeah, because you do get all the awards, don't you, if you kind of
go
play
off
against...
Type.
Drop weight, gain weight.
Yeah, okay. So. Really? So you're going to change your role from Adam to...
I'll do both.
Belinda.
I'd like them all.
Yeah. I'll do it all. I really need some work right now. I said I was filming X-Men. That's not true. I was fired. I'm still here. I can't get home. And I just really need something.
I love the idea that you've been pretending to go to work. You know, like men in the 50s just left for work with their briefcase. And you've just been like, off to set, Mum.
Woo, busy day. All that blue paint. Oh, my word.
Every day just putting a bit of Biro on your cheek. Like, and it's off.
The one thing that we did discover at the end of the last episode is that we are going on Giselle's hen do next episode. Not excited.
I've been on a hen do once.
What?
You went on a hen do?
Well, no, this is... I don't know if I should get into the story.
I feel like
it was a bit of a weird one, where I was in LA and then I got a phone call from a friend and they were like, what are you doing? And this was when I was 19. I was literally sitting in my hotel room reading scripts and they were like, I'm going out with a few friends if you want to join. And I was like, okay. And they said, meet at the Saddle Ranch. You know the Saddle Ranch on Sunset?
Oh, yeah. Like we know it well.
Like a Texan cowboy themed bar. With like a mechanical bull.
It's the Lazy Pea Ranch, really.
I walked in and I was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then I looked and there was a table with a hen do, cock paraphernalia everywhere. And I looked and I was like, oh, that's the group I'm meeting. It was all these women, all like mid-20s to mid-30s. And I was 19, I was like, oh boy. And I walked over and then, I won't go into the full story, but I was basically meat.
Oh no.
Right. Hang on, come on.
It was not what I expected. Hens are wild.
Yeah,
they
are.
They
go absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
What do you mean you were meat?
Well, I was like the only guy there. I was also 19 years old, and it was just like a novelty for them, wasn't it?
Were you torn limb from limb?
Point where they touched you.
Use the doll to identify the area.
Anyway,
wait.
It's a
okay.
Story for another
how
time.
Many? How many people did you kiss that night?
No, I was actually very well behaved.
Why did you just put your hand in the air like? Excuse me, sir.
It was like I was in court,
Your Honour.
No, I was very well behaved.
Okay.
Yep.
No, you weren't.
No, you so
I was.
Weren't.
I was.
Well, then why are you being so shady about it? Exactly. Why can't you go into the story if you're so well behaved?
Because all these people still exist and are all alive and.
I would hope so. What kind of crazy
It's only been, eight years.
Okay, one more question.
Okay.
And then I'll leave it alone.
All right.
Were you fully clothed for the whole evening?
Pretty much. There wasn't... I'll give you this. There was a moment when we got in a car and we were travelling somewhere else and I was like pinned down and people were eating salt off of me.
But salt?
Not down there.
Like,
from where?
From
like your armpit?
From like my nipples and stuff.
Oh no.
What are you talking?
I should never have come on here.
Eating salt? Do you mean like because of shots, like tequila shots?
Well, there weren't any shots in the car, so I'm not sure.
Just all these dehydrated women like...
I don't know what to tell you. I really don't.
Oh my God,
Nicholas.
Okay. Anyway, so we're going on a hendo in the bush. Fantastic.
But I imagine it's going to be wilder than that, if that's even possible.
Oh, it must be, yeah. Well, that, yeah.
I feel like Nicholas's body language has totally changed. What's in that drink? You're like, why have I told all my secrets?
I was like, oh no.
Anything else on your list of topics?
Oh yeah, any more questions?
Oh yeah, because you've got everything written down in your phone.
Does he plan on writing any books that aren't Belinda Blinked? Or has he?
Oh.
He already has, hasn't he? I can see it on your face.
He never stops writing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't think Belinda Blinked is the only thing he's doing.
No, I think that my dad is like one of the most prolific writers of his generation, actually. And we don't give him enough credit.
Quite Stephen King-esque.
My dad's
Stephen
King-esque.
No, you know
King-esque.
What it should be? Because he says ish all the time. Stephen King-ish. Should be Stephen King-ish.
That is perfect. Okay, that is
so good. He goes off on like the slightly weird tangents occasionally, and you're like, this has nothing to do with the world that we're in.
Stephen King's my dad's favourite author.
Right, well, that's the influence then. That's what.
That's where the monster dick came from.
That's where like the monstery things come from. That's where the weird symbols in the mud comes from.
Yeah,
it's all adding up now.
Old Steph King, always rearing his ugly head. Old Steph King.
I know.
Yeah, he calls him Steph King.
He thinks that they're friends. He's not.
And he thinks Steph is the abbreviation of Stephen.
Have any authors reached out to him?
No.
No.
Not yet.
Have you guys had any offers to genuinely to shoot the film or shoot like a weird softcore version? Of the film.
Are you offering? Is this an offer?
No, well, yeah, fuck it, why
Nick's
not?
Like, when I say softcore, I mean hardcore. And when I mean have people, I mean me.
How much are the rights? No, but have you had anyone come to you and be like, hello, we're interested?
We have.
We've had conversations, yeah.
Oh, you have. I knew it.
You want in?
You're kind of tied into playing Madame now.
For like a normal film version?
Normal.
Stop pushing the softcore version.
Or the hardcore version. What are we talking
about? Pornhub's been in touch, but so's Working Title. So okay. we're going to find the first
co-production between both.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was only a matter of time.
It's going to be beautiful.
Starring Nicholas Hoult as all the characters.
Just imagine. The value, the production value of it's going to be incredible.
Look, the art direction
the buffering
is impeccable.
Is going to take an awful long time because it's going to be such high resolution.
People are bouncing around the rooms. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's a man who's done a lot of buffering over there. Yeah.
He's also done a lot of bouncing.
He's like, 1080p, I don't think so. I don't have the bandwidth.
I'll just take the preview.
SD, goddammit.
Nick's like, you can basically see what they're doing. I mean, it's a blurb or whatever.
I'm just like, put my computer way far from my face. It looks the same.
Put my eye patch on. It's something going in something. It's fine.
Put my eye patch on.
Well, like if you did.
Where would your novel be set?
Porn be set?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have never ever thought about that before.
Where's your sexy place? You know how Sherlock has his mind palace? Where's your like sexy mind palace?
I don't know.
He totally knows.
I don't know. As if I've ever... I'm too busy with Rockies to think about my own erotica.
You never think about your own erotica?
Do you?
Well, I am now. I've thought about something and I'm...
Okay, so where's yours set?
My one is set in a store.
A store?
This, I've literally come up with this upon asking the question because I was like, well, I've got to come up with something.
It's weird because it's written in your phone.
You didn't need to be honest.
It's weird. Just spitballing here. So it's set in the future.
Yeah.
But in an Argos-like store.
In Argos?
whereby when you browse through the catalogue, depending on, you know, then you enter the code and the back room is where it's kind of just like a futuristic brothel, I guess.
What, you like...
I don't know. It's a work in progress. I'm thinking about it.
It's either a futuristic brothel or it's just Argos.
It's just Argos. I'm just describing Argos.
You're like, so what you do is you type in the number and then some hair straighteners are brought out from the back. Like, that is just Argos.
And then the hair straighteners come out. And you pay and you take them home.
It was a good day.
And maybe you kissed the lady that gave you the hair straighteners.
No, but hang on. Are you suggesting it's a catalogue with, like, things you can have done?
Yeah.
And then you go into the back room.
Oh, or people. Or you look through it and there's people.
Yeah. There can be anything in there. It depends on the category that you go through.
That is literally a brothel.
Yeah, I guess it is, isn't
it? But with a menu.
I've just described an Argos-like brothel, which doesn't really work.
Someone's going to steal that idea before this
series
is through.
But it's a work in progress, you know. It's a starting spot.
But imagine if that's what he's coming up with on the spot. Give him time. Get a room on his own.
It's good because everyone knows Argos. They know how it works. It's relatable.
There you go.
Believable.
Well, Nick, we did joke, or maybe you weren't joking when you said that you'll come on the footnotes if you get a signed Rocky mug.
Yeah. Have I got one?
We've brought you one.
Oh, yes. Oh, my word.
There you go.
This is beautiful.
All the way from the UK.
He did smudge the R.
He's made the O look like it's a little boob with a nipple.
Oh, my God, he has.
What an absolute treat.
There you go.
He knows what he's doing.
That's amazing. Thank you.
I mean, I think that panel will just come off next time you wash it. So
I'm not
going to
wash it. I'm never going to wash it.
In the style of Rocky, I will not wash it.
And I got a kiss.
You did get a kiss.
Did you say it was specific for me? It could have been anyone for the
kid.
Oh, yeah?
He is a big fan of yours.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. And say thank you to him as well.
Oh, mate, you're welcome. That's absolutely a pleasure.
You can say thank you to him. He'll be listening.
Thank you very much, Rocky. For all the good times. And the manual.
And the bad times, clearly. Well, Nick, it's been amazing having you on the show.
I want to thank you guys for having me on and for getting me through hard times. Genuinely.
Oh, my God, he's crying.
I've listened to you guys so much. And often, like, I'll be, like, sitting in the gym, like, pretending to work out or whatever, and then I'll get the giggles and I won't be able to, like, try to lift the weight that I was trying to lift because you guys make me laugh, and I appreciate that.
Will it crush you? Does it sometimes just, like, you're like, no.
I do that, like, when I'm really weirdly happy people, because I walk around listening to it as well and I go shopping, and then I'll be, like, giggling to myself. And you can see people be like, what's he so happy about?
But, yeah, Nick, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you, guys.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.